Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Shania, and today I'm going to be talking about the Hurricane Audrey, and today I have a special guest, which is...
Melody. Oh, hi.
Okay, so we're going to start with the first question. What did Hurricane Audrey start and end? Hurricane Audrey started on June 25th, 1957, and ended on June 29th, 1957.
How many people were killed in Hurricane Audrey? In a total, Hurricane Audrey killed at least 416 people.
Third question, what was the highest wind speed of Hurricane Audrey? The highest wind speed of Hurricane Audrey was 127 miles per hour.
How much damage did Hurricane Audrey cause? Hurricane Audrey caused $150 million of damage.
What were some affected areas? Some of the affected areas were Louisiana, Texas, southeastern United States, and more. Now for some information. Hurricane Audrey was the first named storm and hurricane of the 1957 hurricane season. It formed on June 24 from a tropical wave that moved into the Bay of Campeche. Now, Melody, if you were in that hurricane, what would you do? Like, what would your reaction be like? For example, your house like got destroyed.
I'd probably be scared and not know what to do. It says it lasted for like 4 days.
Do you think it will like take long to rebuild or something?
I think so, because it would take a long time to like recover like all the damage and like. Well, I mean, imagine, like, your house got destroyed, and, like, you have nowhere to go, and then there's a whole bunch of damage, like, the roads are probably destroyed, so.
What would you do if you didn't have a house or a shelter to live in?
I'd probably call for help. I'd probably be scared.
Would you, like, want to build, like, more houses, or would you want to, like, recreate your house again?
I'd probably move to somewhere that's not prone to hurricanes, so that doesn't happen. Like, or maybe just like move further out from like the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Like, are you like afraid from the ocean if your house was gone? Like, if you were to build a house, would you build it near the ocean or no?
No, because like then a tsunami could happen, and then imagine how much work you would put into it. And like
money to waste.
Yeah, a lot of money takes, and then like you buy, like you go shopping, and like what are the odds? Like, what if like you're a very unlucky person, and you go to buy your decorations, you finish decorating your house, you finish building it, you want to build a balcony or something, and then the next day it like a tsunami happens or something. No, what about you?
I think I would probably be worried. I don't know what to do at that point. I would also probably move, because I feel like if that happened, it's not a good place to live anymore.
I would probably move to a desert.
Same, or like, you know, like California, like a good place.
Yeah, but like more out in like the city. But also California is prone to earthquakes.
Mm-hmm. California like has more earthquakes.
Yeah.
Which is not that bad, because like not water that can destroy your house.
Yeah, but then also, we live near what is it, San Andreas Fault?
Uh-huh.
So like, but it said like not into like a whole bunch of other years, like a big hurricane.
And also California has like a lot of different lakes and rivers.
Yeah, but I feel like nothing really bad can happen with that.
Uh-huh, same.
Or have you heard about the San Andreas Fault, where that if it were to like cause like a very bad earthquake, that part of California could possibly become an island?
No, I haven't heard it. Okay, so guys, that's going to be the end of this week's podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and see you next week.
Bye.